Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much. This week in Alaska history, April 12th, 1794, Captain George Vancouver and his ships entered Cook Inlet and discovered it was not a river. April 13th, 1913, the Princess Sophia struck Sentinel Island Reef and was damaged. 5 years later, she was wrecked on close by Vanderbilt Reef with the loss of all 343 people on board. April 14, 1938, the Heidelberg Cooperative Association ratifies Alaska's first Indian Reorganization Act Constitution. April 15, 1929, Ansel Eckman arrived at Juneau in a Lockheed Vega plane, the first nonstop flight from Seattle to Alaska. April 16, 1959, the first Alaska state legislature adjourned after being in session since January 26. April 17, 1869, the Army established Fort Kenai at the old Russian town of Fort St. Nicholas, today known as Kenai. April 18, 1913, John F. A. Strong, owner of the Alaska Daily Empire, a Juneau newspaper, was appointed governor of Alaska. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. DeArmon of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. An Alaskan Moment is produced at Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. Music by Paul Holmberg, with help from Christian Myint, and especially you, the supporters of public radio.
Now for your poem. Today's poem is found in the book A Good Crew, an Alaskan Men's Anthology, edited by Roland Wilbert and Larry Larrabee, published by Fireweed Press in Fairbanks, 1986. Steps by J.J. Carroll. My son is always leaving time, spooning over the cool streams of youth with calmed breath face, shooting star, sliding slowly into age. And I am always pondering his growth, clocking his steps, trying to gather in the gaps, burning down the back roads, collecting all the close, warm memories, wrapping them tightly in the deep cup of my heart, so that I will never lose him.